that thing hot dog.
No, we're not calling it that. We're calling it Road Trip Hot Dog.
Welcome to Road Trip Hot Dog, the podcast where we talk to our phone, and I'm not sure if you can hear April talking.
Hi.
Because she's further away from the phone than I am while we drive to Portland. So today we're going to be researching deep vein thrombosis.
And I'll be driving.
The disease that you get by sitting down for 9 hours straight.
Maybe.
There's no rider mail this week because nobody sent me anything. So here we go, searching for that disease you get from sitting for 9 hours straight. Go. Sitting too much, women's health.
Apparently it only affects women.
As well as a deadly new epidemic research have dubbed sitting disease. 9 or 10 hours of sitting, says Genevieve Healy, PhD. Sitting for hours can shave years off your life. 4 serious health issues from sitting. So, do these people know how terrible standing is for you? I'm just wondering.
I don't know, but I don't want anybody shaving anything off my life.
Yeah. Especially years.
Yeah. Does it say what it's called?
It's called sitting disease.
Oh.
How a sedentary lifestyle, sitting too much every day, can seriously endanger your health. The dangers of living a sedentary life, learn how to ward off the nasty effects of a new epidemic called sitting disease.
It's an epidemic?
You might not want to take the following stats sitting down. According to a poll of 6,300 people by the Institute of Medicine and Public Health, so they called people and asked, do you think we should sit down?
I'm pretty sure that standing for long periods of time is equally bad for you.
Worse. It's worse. We've known for much longer that standing for 9 hours a day is terrible for you.
I used to do that when I was in a kiosk. It was awful.
They didn't have a chair for you?
They did, but you couldn't, hand anyone anything from the chair because people would park too far away. So you're fucking reaching as far as you can to hand people stuff because they're incapable of, realizing they're going to have to hand me money.
Okay, no, the poll was whether people are sedentary. Okay, that's different.
That's different.
And it turns out women may be more sedentary than men since they tend to play fewer sports.
We're also trying to get to Portland without screwing it up.
It's cool that people who listen to Train Hot Dog know about navigation. Yeah, in 1.3 miles, use the right 2 lanes to get onto 505 North.
Got it. Thank you.
Women may be more sedentary than men since they tend to play fewer sports and hold less active jobs.
Oh, fuck you, article.
Yep.
Am I allowed to swear on the Train Hot Dog?
Yeah.
Train Trip Hot Dog?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Swear it up. The modern day desk sentence. Whoa. Our bodies have evolved over millions of years to do one thing, move, says James Levine, MD.
Also, reproduce.
That involves moving.
That's true. We're going to Winters.
Reading Winters.
Reading Winters.
Is
that the Red Wedding?
I hope so.
No, you don't. Do you know what the Red Wedding is?
I bet it's very cheerful and happy.
No. That's when, spoilers, in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Everyone gets murdered at a wedding. The entire wedding party gets murdered.
Oh.
In a terrible backstab.
A single backstab?
Well,
was this
a really long sword.
Is this how a toddler has killed someone with a handgun every week this year?
Yeah, that toddler needs to be locked up.
Yeah. You need to put him behind bars.
Or just take the gun away from him.
Yeah. No. No gun.
No guns. Yes.
No, yes.
Yes, guns.
No, yes, guns. The less you move, the less blood sugar your body uses. Shit.
The less what?
Blood sugar.
Who needs blood sugar?
Yeah, no, you...
Wait, do we need blood sugar?
You... No, no, it's... They're saying you should get rid of it by moving.
Oh.
Oh, right. And because... Because you're not burning your blood sugar, your chance of contracting diabetes goes up.
So everyone who works in an office ever is just, like, going to be diabetic.
Uh-huh. All right, this is one of those, like, sitting is bad. Oh, it's from 2009, no wonder. No, I'm talking about, like...
Deep vein thrombosis.
I don't want to just search for it. That's cheating.
Well.
All right, fine.
Nope. Don't do it.
Deep vein
thrombi
insufficiency thrombophlebitis. Deep veins of the leg. All right.
What does deep vein even mean? Like aren't veins just like in you? Do they go deeper?
Maybe some of them are deeper than others. A deep vein is a vein that is deep in the body.
Oh, okay.
This contrasts with superficial veins.
Oh.
That are close, then I presume, to the surface. But, like...
Skin veins.
Skin veins. But I like to imagine that the superficial veins are just very vain.
Just always caring about how they look.
Yeah. Superficial veins.
Just, all they worry about is what those capillaries and arteries are thinking about them.
Deep vein thrombosis, Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Oh God, here's this picture of a person that might have deep vein thrombosis or might just be like a minority. Their skin is dark.
Oh.
And I'm not sure if that's a symptom or if that's just their natural skin color.
Oh.
I didn't want to say they were black because they don't look black. I didn't want to say dark skinned because.
You could just say brown.
Yeah. And so I said a minority, so, like, just completely, like, unclear, and also...
They could be Asian and pale.
Yes. Or Irish and pale.
Are Irish people minorities? I think they're white, so that makes them not a minority.
I think they are considered white now.
Pretty sure they are. It was just, you know...
Gingers.
Yeah. The devil's folk.
The devil's hair color. Deep vein thrombosis, or deep venous thrombosis, DVT, is the formation of a blood clot, thrombus, within a deep vein, predominantly in the legs. Non-specific signs may include pain, swelling, redness, warmness, and engorged superficial veins. Pulmonary embolism, a potentially life-threatening complication, is caused by a detachment, embolization of a clot that travels to the lungs. Together, DVT and pulmonary embolism constitute a single disease process known as venous thromboembolism, post-thrombotic syndrome, another complication, significantly contributes to the healthcare cost of DVT.
I know about pulmonary embolisms.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For work?
No, my mom had one. It was no good.
Oh.
But she has a special thing. That wasn't caused by that. It's a protein C deficiency. You can look that up.
Right now I'm reading about Virchow's triad.
Well, that sounds more interesting.
Venous stasis, hypercoagulability, and changes in the endothelial blood vessel lining. Virchow's triad, all three of them contribute to DVT and are used to explain its formation. Wow. Someone invented this. It's named after eminent German physician Rudolf Virchow.
He didn't invent it, he discovered it.
He invented the triad.
What a dick.
Yeah, it's his fault all these people have thrombosis. What was the thing you were gonna...
Protein C deficiency.
Okay, what's protein C?
Exactly, what is it? I don't know. But if you don't have it, you get blood clots.
Wow. That's not the best. I want to not have blood clots.
It's hereditary, but I've been tested for it, and I don't have it.
Is that the 23andMe thing?
Nope. That is fructose syndrome or something, which I have the... I don't have that. I have the gene for it.
Yeah.
The recessive gene for it.
Right. Protein C deficiency. Oh, man. All the results when I search for protein C are for protein C deficiency.
Well, I don't think anyone...
Okay, here we go.
...cares about it otherwise.
Yeah, fuck proteins. Unless you don't have enough proteins, in which case, don't fuck proteins. Protein C, also known as autoprothrombin, IIA.
There's that thromb word again.
Thromb. Yeah, that's a... You never see those letters together unless it's about thrombosis. And blood coagulation factor 14, XIV...
Factor 14 sounds like a really cool video game.
Factor 5 made cool video games until Sony put them out of business.
Yeah, well, they should have been better.
Well,
oh, God.
It's cool. It was mostly empty.
Almost had a coffee incident here.
Yeah, no coffee incidents.
You have a thingy.
Yep. Okay, I'm putting it down. It's a Zymogen.
Zymogen.
No.
Yes.
No Zymogens.
It's got your name in it.
No, oh, Zymogen, not
no.
Jim.
Zymogen. Zymogen.
The activated form of which plays an important role in regulating anticoagulation, inflammation, cell death, and maintaining the permeability of blood vessel walls in humans and other animals.
Like being permeable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So to speak.
You know, literally.
Yeah. Pathways. Role in disease. Role in medicine.
Role in disease. Let's read about that.
A genetic protein C deficiency in its mild form associated with simple heterozygosity causes a significantly increased risk of venous thrombosis in adults. If a fetus or homozygous or compound heterozygous for the... Wait.
What the hell are those words?
Also, this sentence structure doesn't make sense. All right.
Wikipedia.
Simple heterozygosity. Zygosity is a degree of similarity of the alleles for a trait in an organism. Most eukaryotes have two matching sets of chromosomes.
Where my eyes are glazing over.
If they are... Do you want me to read something more exciting so you don't crash?
No. Keep going.
That is, they are diploid. I think that's how you pronounce that. Diploid organisms have the same loci on each of their two sets of homologous chromosomes.
This is
fake, isn't it? It's Wikipedia.scifichannel.com spelled SYFY.
I understand those are words, and I even understand some of them, but all of them together, it's just like...
Homologous.
Sure, it's homologous.
Sequences at the loci may differ between two chromosomes in a matching pair, and a few chromosomes may be mismatched as part of a chromosomal sex determination system. Sex determination systems is one of my favorite kind of determination systems.
Sorry.
Just
didn't mean
starting the music again.
I just was turning it up in case, you know, Google tells us that we need to do something.
Yeah. 22 miles to 5 north.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Wikipedia, some of these pages are clearly intended. They're written by and for specialists.
Mm-hmm.
Like that cell phone you were talking about.
Yeah. You could look that cell phone.
What's the name of it? I'll look for the Caterpillar phone. Caterpillar phone is going to have a great Google image search search results. Actually, it's just what you were talking about.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the folks what we were talking about?
We're talking about Caterpillar phones.
It's not a phone with a fuzzy little worm on it.
Yeah. Or a fuzzy little caterpillar.
Well, you know.
All right. Catphones.com. Caterpillar phone, eBay, CatB15Q. CatB15Q is a waterproof and dustproof rugged Android smartphone with a 4-inch touchscreen display, 5-megapixel camera. I can't find the thing I was reading anymore. It's waterproof.
Yeah.
And the screen is operable even when wet.
Yeah.
That's something I want.
You could just use your phone in the shower.
Yeah, that's good. It doesn't say.
Send me all the shower selfies.
Yeah. It doesn't say whether it's available in the U.S. or not. Pshaw.
Sounds like you're just talking to yourself and then having a conversation with someone else.
That would be good. That would be pretty entertaining. That would be apropos for Train Hot Dog, I think.
Look at those clouds over there.
Those are good clouds. Listeners, you wish you could see these clouds.
It rained yesterday, so now there's extra good clouds.
Yeah. The clouds lost weight, and so they're very attractive. The Cat B15 smartphone launches to worldwide acclaim, according to Cat.com. Oh man, Cat.com is not a site about cats. Even though the internet loves cats.
Well, I'm pretty sure Caterpillar, the company,
predates cats.
No, doesn't predate cats, but predates people freaking out about cats on the internet.
Yeah, you might be right.
They were like, we gotta get in on this fast.
Yeah. We can get parts on cat.com.
It's very windy.
New parts. I want some new parts. Like, my knees aren't so great.
Aw, they're good knees.
I want new knees.
I like your knees.
Aw. Engine parts. Hardware. Cat social. We can go to a cat social.
Didn't you already try that once and it was sad?
Yeah, it was pretty sad. There was like 6 cats there and none of them wanted to hang out with people. And then there were like 2 4-year-olds running around scaring all the cats.
Yeah.
And like, whenever the 4-year-old scared the cats, the mom was like, oh, you shouldn't do that. And they wouldn't listen to her because
she's an
ineffective mom. Yeah. She needs to be better at momming. And also, like, the people running the cat place were supposed to effectually mom the mom into momming the kids.
It's true. That's their job.
And they weren't doing that. And so the result was none of the cats ever, like, wanted to be outside of their holes.
If I had a hole to go into, I wouldn't want to go out of it.
Yeah, especially if you were a cat in a cat cafe.
It's true. Let's build a house that's a hole.
You mean just dig a hole and live there?
I guess we could do that. Thinking a little bit nicer than that.
Like, we could line the hole with a shower curtain.
So that way the worms don't get in.
Right. And we could also cover it with another shower curtain.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think that's a winning idea. All right, that's enough podcast for you people. We're going to keep talking, but you don't get to listen. Good night.